A bright light shines on the beautiful girl. Everyone is watching as she walks carefully on a line that goes up into the sky. Her mama smiles at the top. Her mama is the tallest woman in the world with a tail. And her dad, the famous green alligator man, waits below. They will catch the beautiful girl if she ever falls. But she never falls, of course. She's a circus star. The audience claps and claps every night and shouts for more. They shout for her to keep going, to go higher, to touch a fancy bird in another sky. The beautiful girl is brave, and they love her because she makes them forget things for just a minute or two. Most of the leftover kids have nightmares, but me, I dream about the circus. My name is Bobo. The leftover kids call me Big Mouth Bobo because I have an opinion or a big mouth story for just about everything. They like my circus stories best. By now, they feel like they practically know the hairy bear boy and the clowns who all have red hair and the snake lady and the teeny tiny puppet man and the rest. They especially love the long story about my mama, the tallest woman in the world with a tail, and my dad, the bumpy green alligator man. This story, I tell them, is absolutely true, and it will definitely have a happy ending once the war cools off and the circus comes back again. And the true story about me? Well, my story started when Auntie Moo spotted me alone at the empty circus camp when I was about 3. Now I'm about 10, I think. Auntie Moo found me eating lizards and drinking rainwater from the elephant bowl, toddling around just like I owned the place. Pots and pans littered the ground, old makeup was thrown in the dirt, and the canvas circus tents were flaming like a bonfire. Auntie Moo named me Bobo, and the name stuck, and I've been at the empty circus camp ever since. She got stuck too, sort of. You can't exactly leave a toddler toddling around by herself, especially during a war. And before long, more leftover kids were left here, so we were all stuck together. I've asked Auntie Moo at least 100 times about what happened to the circus. She says that the soldiers were probably afraid of the circus freaks, so they burned everything down. But while things were burning, 3 of the soldiers got squished by the elephant, 1 soldier got chewed by the lion, 1 got squeezed to death by the big snake, and another got swallowed. And the circus animals and the circus people disappeared. That's why the villagers say our circus camp is haunted. They say that circus ghosts are still flying all over the place. They can still hear the circus music floating through the woods on windy nights. Sometimes they think they hear gasps and claps from the audience and faint, happy singing from the circus people. The villagers won't visit our circus camp because they're afraid. That's what happens during a war. Everyone is afraid of everything. But I've been here forever, and I'm not afraid, even though sometimes I hear the old circus music too. I'll never be afraid because I was here first, so that makes me the leader. I'm the brave one. Besides, there's nothing left for the soldiers to take and nothing left for them to burn. And nobody cares about the leftover kids at the leftover circus camp anyway. Nobody except my mama and dad, of course. All I know is that they must have left me here because they had to, because they'd be back to get me any day.